I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
Hey, how do I begin? Welcome to show number 2914. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and my car. In the men's room. On tap today's A Drunk in Charge, Ryan Castle into Sit and Spin. Today, the nominees for this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. What You Don't Need to Know has kissing cousins. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, a men's room shout of the day, fun listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
The clap.
All right, here we go. As Hurricane Michael approaches Florida, Sheriff's Office puts up a fake trespass warning for Weather Channel's Jim Cantor. Meanwhile, an Australian fisherman is bitten by a sea snake in a net he brings up. And now, he is no more. Seattle family calls 911. Wait for it. On a humpback whale. If you are in India, do not wear Calvin Klein obsession when walking down a trail. And Chicago man pulls 4-foot alligator out of Lake Michigan. Just another day. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, let's go back to April of 2017. That's when the sawmill fire in Arizona scorched 47,000 acres, forced residents to evacuate. Over 800 firefighters had to battle it. But the point is, how did this massive blaze start? Well, naturally, it's from a gender reveal party. You know, you throw a party to tell your friends the sex of your unborn baby. Yeah, well, they launched fireworks, and that started the fire. Well, now let's fast forward and go to South Korea, where a man released a paper lantern into the sky, and I'm sure it was beautiful, right up until it landed at an oil storage facility, caused a massive explosion and a fire that burned over 1 million gallons of gasoline for 17 hours. Oops. And you might remember earlier this year when a guy in Colorado summited a 13,000-foot peak so that he'd have the perfect setting to propose to his girlfriend. And it worked. She said yes, and then they promptly got lost in the woods, suffered from hypothermia. Eventually, they were rescued around 4:30 in the morning. What do these stories have in common? It's simple. Look, sometimes you start with the best of intention, and then somehow things just go to hell. And that's what today's question is. Today, we want to know what ended horribly.
Be a part of the big show. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hold the tall hand. Away we go. Welcome to show number 2914. What a large and in charge show we have for you today. As a drunk in charge, Ryan Castle will be in to Sit and Spin. And today we'll get the nominees for this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. As you know, every year, I think it's 25 years to the day of the first release of the album,
all right,
of the band. From that point in time, you are eligible to be a nominee for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Now, just because your band is 25 years old does not necessarily mean that you will get a nod. Oftentimes, it takes 2 or 3 years after the fact for bands to actually be like recognized. And some bands, it's taken even longer for them to even be a nominee.
Yeah, I saw the headline that the nominees were out there. I have not looked to see who it is. But, like, other than the length of time that's passed since you released your first album, what is the other criteria for getting, I mean, obviously you had to have some influence and all
I
that.
I have no idea.
Like, when I think about it, I'm like...
I think it's pretty subjective, obviously. And,
sure.
And the voting is done. So these are just
who
the nominees.
Votes, by the way?
Writers, We Do, the fans. We Do. I mean, yeah, of course, yes.
Everybody get on that.
Well, but some, like anything, some votes weigh heavier than others.
Of course.
So, you know, it might take a lot of, I don't know, the fan vote to equal like one guy who sits on the board. But yeah, whatever. But these are some of the nominees. Not necessarily will these bands make it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but they are up for nomination, and that's still a pretty big honor, right? So, Ryan Castle coming in to Sit and Spin. What you don't need to know, believe it or not, has a bunch of things that you might think are illegal.
Okay.
But in fact, they are not. They are not illegal at all.
Is this going to be good news to most of us, or will it mean...
Okay, let's just say this, all right? Let's say that we're all one big happy family, and we live in the same home together, okay?
Right.
You fall down the steps and die.
All right, fine.
You get one night, you fall down the steps and die, okay? If we decide that we... If you decide that you want to be buried in the backyard, we can do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh, I did not know that.
We can bury you in the backyard. If that's where you want to stay...
I now have something to tell the cops when they dig up the yard.
Right, exactly.
Oh, a lot of family passed.
As long there's a few things, obviously, that need to be done correctly, but just like anything else, when you bury a body, it's the same set of standards. So
when you bury a body, I'm not buried a body.
That nonchalantly.
Yeah,
I mean, you know how it is when you're burying a body.
You know, a lot of lime bags, you know, right. The whole deal. I mean, a tarp or two, maybe. You know.
It takes forever.
Yeah, exactly. So we've got things that you wouldn't believe are actually illegal, but they are in fact legal. Coming up with what you don't need to know, and today our question. What ended horribly? We have a few stories here that are just crazy. And we'll start with the story that began in April of 2017. And it was a huge fire in Arizona. If you're familiar with southern Arizona or any of that area, me saying the sawmill fire, you know exactly what the hell that is. You know exactly what the sawmill fire is. For the rest of us who knew, fires have been spreading around a pretty hot year, by the way.
Sure.
A lot of things were on fire. But this one particular fire... which they say rapidly was burning a charred path through open rangelands, engulfed the mesquite-covered foothills of the Santa Rita Mountains. The blaze ultimately spread over 47,000 acres of land, forcing residents to evacuate the area as roughly 800 firefighters fought to get this fire under control. The cause? A gender reveal party gone horribly wrong. Dennis Dickey, an off-duty Border Patrol agent, was celebrating his wife's pregnancy at a party in Green Valley, Arizona. His attorney said, in preparation, he had filled a target with colored powder. When it exploded, it would reveal their future child's sex. Pink for a girl, blue for a boy.
You have to go through all this for a party that's unnecessary in the first damn place.
Can we stop this now?
I mean, like, look, man, I'm going to have a boy, I'm going to have a girl. That's all you need. Mm-hmm. It really doesn't need to be a spectacle.
Isn't the gender reveal party normally when you tell the person who's giving you the, what do they call that?
Ultrasound.
The ultrasound, you say, you know, whatever, and they go, oh, look, there's the penis. And you go, oh, we didn't want to know the sex.
Right.
Isn't that normally the gender reveal? Isn't that normally how that goes? Oh, look, there's a lady party.
Well, why does it have to be a party? Man, it's going to be one of two.
Yeah,
it's not that exciting. Right.
So the target also...
No, who started this?
I don't know.
Had like, me some rich couple.
And the other thing, too, is I would think that, you know, when you throw a party, especially for adults, one of the things that's almost always included is alcohol, right?
Yeah.
Except here's this pregnant woman who's not going to drink a lot. So while everyone else is throwing down...
Right, she's the person you should be celebrating.
Right. She's like, yeah, that'd be great. Yeah. I'm everyone's DD tonight.
Yeah, exactly. That's like having a birthday party and you're the designated driver.
Right.
Like, what happened there?
You're 21st.
You're 21st. And now, yeah. Oh, I'm driving, really, huh? The target also contained, is it tannerite? I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know my explosive substances. According to U.S. Forest Service
Buried
Special
bodies,
Agent...
he knows.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he doesn't do explosives.
Backyard?
Yeah. Of course. I read the whole article. I know everything about it. Brent Robinson said in an affidavit that when Dickey fired his rifle at the target, the ensuing explosion sparked a fire that quickly spread through dry brush. Spurred by unusually high winds and lower than average rainfall, by the time it was fully contained over a week later, the fire had done $8 million in damage. By the way, this guy feels awful about this.
Well, of course he does.
This case just recently went to court, and he's going to, just so you know, I think the sentence on him is he has to pay X amount of money every month that's garnered from his check for 20-some years. See, he is going to take responsibility for what he done. He does feel awful about this.
Listen,
it was stupid. But
I don't dispute that the guy feels bad about it. I mean, that obviously is no one's intent. But I would also like to say, see, man, was it worth it? Honestly, you couldn't just say boy.
Yep. Okay. Do we find out what gender it is?
Dickey immediately reported the fire to law enforcement, admitted he had been responsible for starting it. He was charged with violating the regulations causing a fire without permit, blah, 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 blah. Let's see what this says. When gender reveal videos began appearing on YouTube roughly a decade ago. So they're a decade old? They featured couples taking part in fairly low impact activities, popping balloons and such. Yeah, I guess this one kind of got a little bit more out of control. But the fire, he said, was a complete accident. I feel absolutely horrible about it. It was probably one of the worst days of my life. As part of his plea agreement, Dickey will star in a public service announcement created in partnership with the U.S. Forest Service. That's right. It's going to be Dickey and only you.
Only you.
Only you.
Care about the gender of your baby.
He will spend 5 years on probation, has agreed to pay restitution totaling $8,188,000. Now, whether he'll actually pay the whole $8 million is another story. The news release did say that Dickey will make an initial payment of $100,000 and then make monthly payments after that. According to the Arizona Daily Star and the Green Valley News, Dickey agreed in court to pay $500 a month for the next 20 years. That's $120,000.
Damn.
So that's what he can do.
There you go. I like that he and Smokey the Bear. Nobody cares about the gender of your baby.
Right.
You don't need to start a fire.
Don't do this. This is real dumb.
Just send a text. They comment, they say gender reveal parties are usually done by first-time parents.
Stop. So are pictures of your baby.
I mean, just
So are videos. So are all kinds of things.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Like a baby. Have any of us been invited to one yet?
No, hell no.
Neither have I. No. I've been to a baby, and I was at a baby shower just this past summer.
Yeah, I mean, like, I can tell you right now, don't invite me to a baby shower. Don't invite me to a gender reveal.
Yeah.
I don't care.
My main concern is that your baby is healthy. So that the mother's healthy, that the baby's healthy. That's really the main thing, I think.
That's when you share the news, man.
Obviously, that's it. And then after that, and then the baby's okay, and the mom's okay, you know what I mean? Then, you know what? What the hell do I know? What ended horribly? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Lurch. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right. So, back in the late 90s, day after Christmas, there's a big snowstorm, and my roommate and I decided to go out for breakfast. We grew up in Eastern Washington, so knew how to drive in the snow and all that. On our way down to Sherry's, we saw someone who was stranded in their car. They were trying to get it turned around because they couldn't get up the hill. So we stopped and did the Good Samaritan thing. I got out. I got them turned around and headed on their way. While walking back to my roommate's car, I slipped and fell. Heard a very loud pop, looked down, and my right foot was on sideways.
Oh, damn, no.
Yeah, he's laughing like a loon in the car because he thought I just took a tank in the snow.
Sure.
I crawl back to the car, and he's laughing, and I'm screaming. And I'm like, no, my foot, it's on sideways. This is bad.
So was it a compound fracture, or was it just, I mean, just the worst possible break?
I ended up having a plate and 7 screws put in. Worst part about that is that in the initial x-rays, they missed that a little nub on one of the bones had popped off that held the ligaments connected to. So that retracted during the week that they had me wait for surgery. They discovered that while operating on me.
So did they have to unroll it?
They had to, like, stretch it back out. So I woke up during my surgery.
Are you kidding me?
No, dead serious. I heard the drill going, and I remember looking down and seeing the doctor with the big blue Makita cordless drill working on my foot. And I'm like, what? And then I hear this, oh, bleep, he's awake. And then there's hands pushing me back down, and I heard, hit the gas. And then I was back off the la-la.
Do you remember feeling any pain?
I felt no pain at that point in time.
Okay. No, good. Because to me, like, just one of the most terrifying ideas is waking up during a surgery. Because we had a guy who called before, man. He woke up during a surgery, and because the muscle relaxers they put in or whatever, he couldn't indicate to anyone that he was awake. And I want to say he flatlined, 2 or 3 times?
Ugh. Yeah. That's crazy.
Terrifying.
Okay. Well, do you still have, metal screws in a plate in your ankle?
5 years after that, I had the plates and, the screw that put the nub back on is on the inside of the 2 bones in my ankle. So that one stayed there. when they took the plate out, one of the screws broke. The head snapped off, but it was far enough in that the bone just grew over it. So now when I see x-rays of my foot, there's the shank of a screw completely embedded inside.
I was going to say, does that set off an airport x-ray machine or anything like that?
No, it does not.
Okay. Would you ever consider playing a game of pickup basketball?
No.
No, yeah. With that kind of injury, I would think that there's certain things that you need to just take a pass on.
Did you step in something for your ankle to snap that way?
The road was we were on a hill. So when I slipped, my foot went up the hill and rotated and popped.
All right. Sorry I asked. Yeah. Goddamn.
Dude, my buddy was going into a Monday night football game, right?
Okay.
Washington versus Dallas. He lives in Washington, D.C. his whole life. Massive game. So they tailgate and whatever. Slips on a piece of ice, breaks his leg, and it goes through the skin.
Oh.
Yeah. So kind of like that's like same thing. Like when he slipped, everybody's just like, "Oh man, a couple too many beers before." And it's like, no. Like this is real bad.
That was bad.
It was awful. I saw him like.
We were in Baltimore at the time, right? When that happened.
No, we were here.
Were we here?
But it was like a week or two. It was right before Christmas, and I saw him like a week later. And I had never seen anybody in more pain in my life.
Really? But didn't you say he did have like the heavy duty medication too?
He did, but it would only last for a couple hours. I went to his apartment, right?
All right.
So I'm sleeping in the other room and I wake up to him screaming, "Teddy! Alex, what's going on? I'm sorry I yelled. I couldn't get you awake. That window is open and I'm freezing."
That's right. Okay.
Yeah, right? Apparently he'd been yelling for like half an hour. I mean, I still went over and drank beers. Not with him, but
well, of course. What are you going to do? Like, hey, man, you know, hope you feel better.
What ended horribly? 844-999 Ola, a marriage proposal in Boulder, Colorado, went awry because of some overly ambitious hiking plans. You might have heard the story about Joshua Mason, his girlfriend Katie Davis, both in their upper 20s. They had set out on an 8-mile hike from the 4th of July trailhead to the nearly 1,300-foot summit of Jasper Peak.
13,000, isn't it?
Yep. When the two, did I say 1,300?
You said 1,300.
No, 13,000.
Yeah.
Sorry. When the two came upon an isolated scenic spot along the trail, Mason surprised Davis by popping the question. Davis accepted the proposal. Boom. And the happy couple continued their trek to the peak.
Yay! Yay!
However, Davis and Mason had gotten a late start for the hike of the length, embarking at around noon. There are no clear trails to Jasper Peak, and as darkness fell, the hikers lost their bearings. Ooh. They had neglected to bring enough water, clothes for the cooler temperatures, or overnight camping supplies. They then followed the ridgeline until around midnight when they came to a cliff and could go no further. With few other options, the two began to... Any guesses?
Just yell.
Snuggle?
Scream for help.
Hey, baby, I got a plan, yeah. All right?
What is it?
I got a plan. If we do it off the cliff, maybe it'll echo.
Have they not been screaming before this?
No, they haven't.
You know he was like, baby, don't worry. He just proposed to her. She says that you know he was playing. It's like, baby, just trust me, man. We'll just follow the ridgeline, right? Because inevitably, that'll take us where we need to go.
Fortunately, a nearby hiker heard their calls. At that point, Mason and Davis were showing signs of severe dehydration and altitude sickness. The path to Jasper Peak has an elevation gain of more than 3,000 feet.
Damn.
The hiker brought them back to a campsite where a group of his friends had settled in for the night. They ushered the newly engaged couple into a warm tent, provided them with food and water. One of the campers walked 2 miles back to his car and then drove to a nearby town to call 911. From that point, paramedics and members of a local search group reached the campsite around 4:30 a.m. and determined that the lost hikers urgently needed to move to a lower altitude. The rescue personnel assisted them down the mountain until they reached the rental car at around 6:30. The couple was shaken, but did not require any further medical assistance. The Boulder County Sheriff's Office further reports in a news release, deputies determined that the couple's engagement was still on, despite the ordeal.
And I mean, look, man, I'm not trying to be that guy, but you start a forest fire because you have to do the gender reveal party, which to me is just stupid, but do you. The proposal, like, look, I can respect the fact that you wanted to do this romantic gesture or whatever, but, like, honest to God, man, like, if you're not an experienced hiker, like myself, I just think, like, maybe I'll take you somewhere beautiful, but I am not going to climb a mountain for this, right? Yeah,
that's better than the jumbo
trial. Because it's not what I do. That's all, man.
Yeah, and, like, I like hiking, but there's a lot of beautiful spots you can get to in a car.
That's what I mean. You can go to a park. There's so many things. Look, we're not trying to tamp it down, but, like, hell, there was a story yesterday we heard about a guy. He's going to propose to his girlfriend. He's going to do it at Disney World, but he still had to do it in this exact spot, right? In front of Cinderella's castle or something. A parade's coming by. They ask him to move. He decides he will not. He gets arrested. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to be that elaborate, man. You can just go to dinner, right?
And it was the wrong spot.
Was it the wrong spot, too?
Yeah, if you go over on the bridge to Tomorrowland, man, what's her name? The little Peter Pan's buddy.
Tinkerbell.
She'll fly right overhead. Sprinkle some pixie dust on you. That's when you propose.
Peter Pan's buddy.
Yeah, okay.
What's her name? You know, Peter Pan.
Little tiny. Yeah. Full of dust.
The tiny girl's got wings.
Lives in Never Never Land.
That's where Metallica goes.
What ended horribly? 844-999-OLA. We go to South Korea. Police said that a paper lantern, here we go again, caused an explosion and massive fire in an oil storage site on the outskirts of Seoul. The police said in a briefing that a paper lantern crashed on the lawn of the oil tank on Sunday and caused an explosion and fire that lasted for more than 17 hours.
Damn.
Burning about 2.6 million liters of gasoline.
In defense, those lanterns are pretty cool.
They're very, very cool. And, like, I'm trying not to laugh, but, like, there are these gorgeous silent things. They float up, you know, and people generally do it for some specific reason.
Yeah.
And like, then it lands on an oil refinery.
The Oil Pipeline Corporation, the operator of the storage unit, wasn't aware of the fire for 18 minutes as there was not a fire detector outside the storage tank.
At an oil facility.
Authorities found some footage, closed caption-wise, which showed a man flying a paper lantern and smoke and fire started from the lantern after it fell on the oil storage site. And an investigation discovered that a Sri Lankan man who was working working at a nearby construction site flew the lantern during his break. It flew about 300 meters and dropped on the lawn of the oil storage site. Police said the lantern earlier traveled from an elementary school nearby, which used them at a camping event. Police plan to seek an arrest warrant for the men.
Wow.
Dude, you're right. I thought this was for, like, celebrations. He's like, it's my break.
Yeah,
fired off the lantern.
Go fly a kite. Our question, what ended horribly? 844-999. Ola, your call's coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Ola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Coming up, Ryan Castle, the drug in charge of being a sin spin. Today, we'll get the nominees for this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That is on the way. Our question, what ended horribly? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Katie. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
How you guys doing?
We're doing good, Katie. How are you?
I'm good. So, something that went horribly wrong. The place that I was working at the time, we had a little pod of desks. And it's in a warehouse, so there's lots of bugs. And a spider went across my screen, and I'm terrified of spiders, so I freaked out. And someone killed it. And then me and some girls were looking online because, you know, we wanted to see what kind of spider it was. And someone came up behind me and scared the living bejesus out of me. And I should mention I was 7 months pregnant at the time, and I turned suddenly, and I ended up throwing out my back at 7 months pregnant, had a lumbar sprain, and spent the next 2 months in agony until I had my child.
And then they were able to fix your back after you gave birth?
Yeah, well, and the cruddy part is when you're pregnant, you can't take pain medication or anything, so, you know, they tell you to sleep while you can, but I wasn't able to sleep because I would have muscle spasms any way I laid all night. So for those 2 months, I didn't get any sleep.
Not only that, but you got all that extra weight.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
But you have to carry around anyway.
Did you get an epidural at the time that you gave birth?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, man, like, give me the drugs. Mm-hmm. God damn. Well, yeah. Did that person realize exactly how bad things went for you after they scared you?
Yeah, I mean, he got written up, unfortunately, which I felt horrible about. But yeah,
what kind of spider was it?
I don't even remember what kind of spider it was. Honestly, after that happened, I was just in so much pain; it was awful.
I unfortunately judge spiders by their size.
That is the
whether they live or die. And that's not cool, but that's just the way I roll. I'm like, look, man, if you're too close to me and you're that big, like, I got to get rid of you.
It's proximity.
I got to figure out a way to get rid of you.
It's just proximity, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I don't know. I'm bad with spiders.
Well,
they all get flushed.
You actually flush them.
But that means they probably live. They're just staying in your pipes for a while. Because once the water goes, the pipes dry out.
You think there's, look, I know in my home, they do not survive. It is a very heavy impact from a shoe.
Okay.
All right. Repeatedly.
So I don't feel too bad about that. Sometimes if I can pick one up with a piece of paper and chew him outside, I will. But if he's bigger than like a quarter, we got a problem.
Yeah, because at that point, you cross over to like monster turf.
See, the little ones are almost scarier because they're everywhere.
Yeah, but I'm okay with them.
Yeah, I'm okay with them.
All right.
It's not like that dance I do where I walk through a web and I'm like, oh, God, Jesus, my hands are flailing and everything else. I'm just trying to see if there's one on me. What ended horribly? 844-999-OLA. And it's spider season right now. Buddy.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Austin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So when I was probably about 8 years old, me and my buddies, we went out to the street and we had this idea of playing the game where, you know, you pull the rope on each side trying to get the cars to slide on their, or stomp on their brakes and slide.
Great idea. Yeah. All right. So you guys were doing that.
Yeah. So we're being idiots, essentially. But so we did it and it was kind of icy out. So one car didn't fall for it and another car did. And they slid and they actually sideswiped each other. And that's pretty much went wrong. We booked it into the woods. Ended up getting caught later when they kind of figured out there's only like three houses within a quarter mile of there. So
they go door to door and knock.
Yeah, that's what they did.
And was it the cops or the car owners that physically came looking for it?
Oh, so no, it was the cops. There was probably like eight, maybe nine cops, all going door to door trying to figure out.
Well, there's nothing to do in your town.
Right?
Yeah. No.
Eight cars going door to door looking for a couple of kids who swiped a car.
And it's even funnier because, like, the road I was on, there's, like, literally never any cars on it. And it just happened there's two cars flying, like, 40 miles per hour going each way.
Do you remember your punishment? What was your punishment?
Oh, yeah. I was sitting in my room after school every day for about, like, 6 months.
6 months.
Dang.
Okay. How old were you?
Oh, yeah. I was eight. I
want to
say I was eight.
Okay.
See, I don't feel like I am as good of a disciplinarian as my parents were. Like, when my parents said, like, look, you're going to bed and you're not eating dinner, I was going to bed and I wasn't eating dinner. Like, I just was not eating dinner.
I don't know if CPS existed when we were growing up.
Right.
Based on the things that you have to do now versus they did.
My daughter would be like, F you, I'm going to go get some food on my own. I got a car.
You're going to starve me.
Right. I'm going to go get fast food. F you.
I mean, back in the day, like, the cops brought me home once, and I was probably about his age, man, 8 or 9, whatever. And I don't even remember what I'd done, but my father was home. He talked, because my father just gave me that death stare. I said, I'm going to listen to this guy, and I'll deal with it. So I go down to my room. He talks to the cop, maybe 5 minutes. Man, he came in there, and I mean, just tore my ass up, man. You know, and it's like he wasn't negotiating. Do you know how he made people feel? He didn't care. He's like, I'm going to bust your ass. And looking back, I'm like, it worked.
And when you were grounded, like, you really could not go anywhere.
Oh, yeah,
you couldn't do anything. You just, you know, and it wasn't the worst thing to be up in your room all the time because that's where all your stuff was. But you really did.
Pass the time.
You missed everything. You know, you missed all the stuff that was going on.
Sometimes I think that punishment was almost just worse because you thought you were missing stuff.
Well, it's part of the thing, you know what I mean? And as a parent, you'll do stuff psychologically, like turn up the TV a little louder. You're not even watching it. You're doing something different, you know what I mean? But they hear, like, Nickelodeon, and it's just killing them inside.
Yeah, exactly, right?
And not only that, but parents also forget that, you know, they'll go to bed at 11:30, 12 o'clock, but from the time your kid's like 12, 13 on, like, they're not going to bed until 2, 2:30.
You can send them to their room.
Some nights they're going to sleep, but most nights they're not going to bed until real, 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 real late.
I would think the only way you could possibly circumvent that is, like, if you take their phone or iPad, you know, because that gives you the window to the world. I mean, look, I was up late because I'm masturbating, but there was no internet. You know what I mean? Like, that's it, man.
That's all we could do.
There was nothing
all
else
I
to
had
do.
This bed and this tub of lube.
I wasn't going to do homework. You're not going to read a book. You know what I mean? It's like, see, so
what are you going to do? Ground me? I'll be upstairs having a ball.
I feel like you should have like one of those 5 pound buckets like they have at the races where you have like the goop that you put
just
when they have a big tongue depressor and you just stick it under your arms and stuff if you're running along. It seems like you just have a, you know, like when your son turns 13.
Here you go,
kid. Here's a grease bucket.
You'll figure it out if you don't already know.
Exactly.
Trust me.
Good luck.
And don't do that one thing again.
Oh, God. Drunk in Charge, Ryan Castle coming in to sit and spin. Today we'll get the nominees for this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And more of your calls on our question coming up in seconds. What ended horribly? 844-999-OLA.
OLA, the shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.